由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in for the second in the series on wisdom.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向，我们分享的是智慧的第二个的讲座。
And I want to begin by talking about terror and fear as very real emotions.
首先我想强调的是恐惧战惊是人之常情来的。
Some people may deny their fearful emotions.
虽然有些人愿意承认他们心里面是有恐慌。
Others may ignore their fearful emotions.
有些人不愿意去面对自己恐惧的情绪。
On the other hand, there are many people who allow their fearful emotions to control their lives.
但是这个世界上却有无数的人整天都是活在恐惧和战惊当中。
But none of these are healthy ways of dealing with fear.
这些都不是处理恐惧的正确方式。
Now, fearful emotions are real.
当然恐惧心理人皆有之。
And that is why the Bible gives us so many promises regarding overcoming fear.
正因为这样，圣经才有这么多的应许去帮助我们战胜恐惧。
Why does the Bible want us to learn to conquer fear?
为什么圣经要我们去克服恐惧呢？
Because fear can become an emotional prison.
因为恐惧会囚禁我们。
Fear can be more powerful than chains.
恐惧会成为强而有力的锁链。
And irrational fear can be very destructive.
而无缘无故的恐慌是具有强大的破坏力的。
Why do I say this?
为什么我会这样讲呢?
Because irrational fear destroys your abilities.
因为无缘无故的恐惧是会摧毁你的能力的。
Irrational fear can destroy your dreams.
无缘无故的恐惧是会破坏你的梦想的。
Irrational fear can destroy your potential for God.
这种的恐惧是会消灭你服侍上帝的潜力。
And most definitely,Irrational fear can destroy relationships.
而且这种的恐惧是绝对会破坏你和其他人的关系。
And if you do not know how to overcome fear, fear ultimately can kill you.
如果你不懂得怎样去战胜恐惧的话，最终恐惧会毁灭了你。
Let me tell you three things the Bible tells us about fear.
关于恐惧，圣经上面提到三点的。
First,
第一点，
Fear is one of the devil's most deadly weapons.
恐惧是魔鬼最致命的武器之一。
Secondly,
第二点，
The devil controls fear.
魔鬼掌握着恐惧。
Thirdly,
第三点，
Because the devil is a liar and the father of lies, the devil always disguises fear as something else.
因为撒旦是讲大话和讲大话的人的始祖，他往往会将那个恐惧伪装起来，让我们难以辨别。
Now there's something else here of uttermost importance that I want to tell you.
现在有一件非常重要的事要告诉你听。
Jesus Christ died on the cross to deliver us from sin and the consequences of sin.
耶稣基督死在十字架上面，不单只是要将我们从罪恶和犯罪的恶果当中拯救出来。
But also he died to deliver us from fear.
而且他的死也都要救我们脱离恐惧。
And that is why Jesus repeatedly commanded his believers, fear not, fear not, fear not.
这个就是为什么耶稣一再嘱咐他的门徒说不要怕，不要怕，不要怕。
Now, of course, my listening friend, different people have different forms of fear.
当然，亲爱的朋友，我们知道不同的人有不同的恐惧。
Some people are afraid of failure.
其次，他又讲到有些人是惧怕失败。
Some people are afraid of success.
有些人惧怕成功。
Some people are afraid of the past.
有些人惧怕过去。
Some people are afraid of the future.
有啲人惧怕将来。
Still others are afraid of rejection.
有啲人惧怕被拒绝。
And still others are afraid of danger.
又有人系惧怕危险啊。
Whatever your kind of fear is, it is not from God.
无论人惧怕嘅系乜嘢，呢啲都唔系从上帝而嚟。
Your fear comes from the enemy of your soul.
惧怕系来自我哋灵魂嘅仇敌。
God is longing for you to overcome your fear.
上帝盼望我哋能够战胜恐惧。
In fact, 1,000 years before Christ, God told his people something about fear.
实际上在耶稣降生一千几年之前，上帝就告诫以色列人有关恐惧的事情。
He told them that only God's wisdom can protect his children from fear.
上帝话俾佢哋听，只有上帝的智慧才能够保守佢的儿女脱离恐惧。
For those of you who are listening for the first time,
如果你今日是第一次收听天路导向的话，
We are in the middle of a short series of messages on wisdom.
我们正在播出一个有关智慧的短的系列信息。
In the last message, we saw in Proverbs chapter 1, the plea of wisdom.
上一次我们根据箴言第一章讲到智慧的呼唤。
And here in chapter 2, we will see the protection of wisdom.
今日我们在箴言的第二章里头将要讲到智慧的保护。
In Proverbs chapter 2, Solomon describes how God protects us from fear.
在箴言第二章里面，所罗门是描述到上帝是怎样保护我们脱离恐惧的。
He tells us first the condition of protection from fear.
所罗门首先讲到要脱离恐惧需具备的条件。
Verses 1 to 4.
第一至到第四节。
And secondly, he tells us the consequences of the protection from fear.
其次他就讲到保护我们脱离恐惧所带来的后果。
Verses 5 to 22.
是记录在第二章箴言第二章的第五到二十二节。
First, the condition of receiving protection from fear.
好，让我们首先来讲要脱离恐惧需要具备什么的条件。
In verse 1, it says, My son, if you receive my words.
在第一节，所罗门说，我的儿子，如果你是愿意领受我的言语。
The word if is very important.
请特别留意啊，如果呢个字。
This is a conditional promise.
呢个系一个带条件嘅应许嚟噶。
If you want the protection of wisdom,
如果你想得着智慧嘅保护。
If you want the benefits of wisdom,
如果你想得到智慧嘅好处。
If you want the reward of wisdom,
如果你想智慧去奖赏你嘅话。
Then you must be receptive to God's wisdom.
咁样你就一定要乐意接受从上帝而嚟嘅智慧。
God gives us choices.
上帝俾我哋有选择嘅自由啊。
When God created Adam and Eve, He distinguished people from animals by allowing people to choose.
当初上帝做亚当夏娃嘅时候，佢发现原来人同动物嘅区别就系在于上帝赋予人有自由选择嘅权利。
God created us as men and women, not as puppets.
上帝创造我哋成为男人女人，唔系做个木偶出嚟啊。
When He created animals, God created them with instincts to govern their behavior.
当上帝创造动物的时候，只是赐予他们生存的本能。
You don't have to tell an ant to store up provision for the winter.
蚂蚁不需要你去提醒，他都知道要储来储去，储更加多的粮食去过冬。
A bee does not have to go to school to learn how to gather nectar and make honey.
蜜蜂不需要上学就懂得怎样去采集花蜜，酿成蜂蜜。
Animals do everything by instinct.
动物是靠它的本能而生存的。
But God created humanity differently.
但是上帝做人却不是这样。
He gave us the ability to think.
上帝赐给我们有思考的能力。
And to reason.
有理解的能力。
And to analyze.
有分析的能力。
And to choose.
有选择的能力。
And to make decisions.
以及作出决定的能力。
Above all, he gave humanity a spirit.
更加重要的是上帝更加赋予给人类有灵性。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that the human spirit can be indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
因为这样上帝的灵才能够和我们的灵同在。
But when Adam sinned, the Holy Spirit left him.
但是当亚当犯罪之后圣灵就离开了我们。
And every one of us inherited Adam's depravity.
而且每一个亚当的后代亦都因此继承了亚当的罪性。
Every one of us was born without the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
我们不会天生就有圣灵的同在的。
From the time Adam sinned, all of humanity was born with Adam's sin.
从亚当犯罪之后，每一个人生出来就带有亚当的罪性。
We are born with the inclination to choose folly.
其实我们都有一个倾向愚昧的天性。
But Jesus came from heaven as the second Adam.
但是耶稣作为第二个的亚当从天降下。
Jesus came to earth as the last Adam.
他降世成为了末后最后的亚当。
And Jesus came to set us free from the enslavement of sin.
耶稣来到就是要将我们从罪恶的奴役当中释放出来。
Jesus came to set us free from fear.
耶稣要将我们从恐惧当中释放出来。
And when his Holy Spirit dwells in us,
而且当圣灵住在我们的心里面的时候，
he enables us to choose wisdom.
圣灵就赐给我们能力去选择智慧。
And when we choose wisdom, wisdom brings a blessing with it.
而当我们去选择智慧的时候，智慧就会为我们带来相应的福分。
And so, my listening friend,
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，
to receive wisdom's protection, you not only have to be receptive, but you must also be resolute.
你想要得着智慧的保护，你就不单止要在态度上面乐意，还要有果断的行动。
You must seek wisdom like seeking a hidden treasure.
你要寻找智慧，好似寻找隐藏嘅珍宝一样。
When you are looking for treasure, you keep on looking.
你喺度寻找财宝嘅时候，你一定系不停咁揾嘅。
You don't give up for any reason.
你唔会随便去放弃嘅。
You are persistent.
你系会坚持不懈嘅。
You are dedicated.
你是会全程投入的。
You are committed.
你是会专心一意的。
In the same way, you must be committed also to the seeking of God's wisdom.
同样在寻求从上帝而来的智慧的时候，你都要全力以赴。
You don't just say, well, I prayed for wisdom and I didn't get it.
不要说，我已经向上帝祷告求智慧了，但是都没什么结果。
No, you don't give up seeking the treasure of wisdom.
唔好啊，永远都唔好放弃去寻求智慧嘅宝藏。
This persistence in seeking wisdom is difficult.
坚持寻求智慧系唔容易做到噶。
And when it comes to seeking the wisdom of God, you cannot have somebody else do it for you.
而且除咗你自己之外，系冇人能够代替你嚟寻求上帝嘅智慧嘅。
I'm sure you're probably asking by now.
我肯定而家你可能都会问。
Where do I get this true wisdom?
我究竟去边度寻找呢种真正嘅智慧呢？
True wisdom of God comes from His Word.
上帝嘅智慧当然系出自上帝口中嘅说话啦。
And that is why we often offer you the Word of God to send to you.
所以我们时常都希望你是拥有自己的圣经。
Because every time you search through the Word of God, you will discover treasures.
每当你潜心去研读圣经的时候，你就会更加发现到里面所隐藏的智慧。
The more you seek, the more treasures of wisdom you'll find.
你越寻求的时候，就会越挖掘到更加多的智慧了。
But secondly, wisdom's protection also has consequences.
第二点啦, 智慧的保护是会带来相应的后果的。
Verses 5
to 22. 是记载在第5到22节的。
Of Proverbs 2.
箴言第二章。
The first consequence is that you will stand in awe of God.
第一种效果是你会满怀着敬畏地站立在上帝面前。
And when you stand in awe of God, God will fill your heart with wisdom.
当你存敬畏的心来到上帝面前的时候, 上帝所赐的智慧就会充满你。
And when God fills your heart with wisdom,
当上帝的智慧充满你的心的时候,
every time you open your mouth, you will say something worthwhile.
你口里面所讲的说话都是有意义的。
The consequence of wisdom's protection is that when you speak, you'll bless others.
智慧保护你的结果就是从你口里面所说出的说话都会成为其他人的祝福。
Remember this, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友, 请你紧紧地记住。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, not the end of it.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端而不是智慧的结尾。
Fear of the Lord leads to trust.
敬畏上帝是会带来信任。
Trust leads to love.
信任是会带来真爱。
And love casts out fear.
爱就会将恐惧除去。
I want you to dig a little deeper with me here for a minute in verse 8.
不如让我们在这个第八节里面的含义是再深入地想一想。
Guarding the path of justice and preserving the way of his saints.
上帝帮助对待人公道的人，保护对佢忠诚的人。
What does that mean?
呢句说话系点样解呢？
When a judge pronounces judgment, what is he doing?
究竟当一个法官佢要宣判嘅时候，佢系做紧啲乜嘢呢？
Yes, he is punishing the wicked.
嗱，啱噶。
But the judge is doing something else.
但是法官仍然是在做另外一件事。
The judge is protecting society from wickedness.
法官是在做保护社会免受伤害。
The judge is protecting what is right and true.
法官正在保护公义和真理。
And so the judge is not merely condemning the wrong. The judge is also protecting the good. And here in Proverbs, Solomon is saying similar things.
在箴言这里,
the object of wisdom is to protect us from the instability and the onslaught of the wicked.
智慧可以保护我们免受罪恶势力的猛烈攻击。
Verses 9 to 11 tells us that wisdom will bring you pleasure in the midst of pain.
第9到11节告诉我们, 即使在痛苦当中, 智慧亦都会带给我们喜乐。
Wisdom will give you peace in the midst of chaos and confusion.
在嘈杂混乱的处境里面, 智慧是要带给你心里面的平安。
Wisdom will shelter you in its safe cradle.
智慧是要将你收藏在祂的翅膀底下, 让你得享安稳。
In verse 12, he says that God's wisdom will actually shield you from those who intend to mislead you.
在12节他又说, 上帝的智慧要救你脱离那些讲乖谋的说话去迷惑你的人。
I am sure, my listening friend, you understand that sometimes people plot and scheme to take us where we don't want to go.
亲爱的朋友，我们知道有些心怀诡计的人总是要迷惑我们误入歧途。
Because they do it so diabolically, we don't see the trick until it's too late.
因为他们太鬼鬼祟祟，所以当我们发现的时候，可能已经太迟了。
God's wisdom will keep you from being tricked.
但是从上帝而来的智慧，却是可以保护我们脱离人的诡计。
God's wisdom will show you which way to go when you are uncertain.
当我们不知所措的时候，上帝的智慧亦都可以引领我们走当行的道路。
These are the consequence of wisdom's protection.
这个就是智慧为我们所作出的保护。
Wisdom's protection will fill your mouth with words of wisdom.
智慧要保守你，让你口中充满智慧的言语。
Wisdom's protection will shelter you from danger.
智慧要保护你免受一切的灾害。
And wisdom will protect you from evil people.
智慧亦都要保守你脱离一切的恶人。
Let me summarize to you verses 13 to 22.
让我为你将第二章的13到22节，箴言第二章13到22节这段经文总结一下。
There are forces in the world that are continuously working hard to destroy what is good.
虽然在这个世界上有一股力量不断地兴风作浪，要毁灭良善。
There are wicked people who try to convince the children of God to fall into the dreadful trap of sin.
虽然那些恶人总是在想着方法设法要引诱上帝的儿女陷入罪恶的网络。
All of these evil and wicked intents can be frustrated and eliminated.
但是这些邪恶的势力都要失败瓦解。
How?
怎样瓦解呢？
When wisdom is protecting you.
如果智慧在保护我们的话，
When the wicked succeed in misleading the child of God,
当邪恶好像将上帝的儿女引来正路的话，
He or she can only expect pain and distress.
他们只能够束手就擒，陷入痛苦和悲惨里面。
But when you are in the arms of wisdom,
但是如果你是藏在智慧的膀臂底下的话，
Wisdom will protect you from that pain and distress.
智慧就能够保守我们脱离痛苦和悲哀。
Well, some of you may be listening today.
如果你今天听着今天节目的话，
Who may have come out of wisdom's protection.
但是你却未得着智慧的保护的话，
And now you are living in fear.
今天你正处在危险当中啊。
You may have engaged in dishonest business deals.
可能你用着一些不光明的手法做生意。
You may be even in prison.
可能你现在是身处监狱里面。
You may have opened your life to Satan's deception.
可能你打开了你的心，中了撒旦的诡计。
You may have allowed your success to make you arrogant.
可能你今日的成功让到你骄傲自大。
Wherever you are,
无论你的处境是什么，
Today you can get back under the shadow of wisdom's protection.
今日你都可以来到智慧的荫庇底下，让智慧来保护你。
And then begin to seek it daily in the word of God.
并且开始每日阅读上帝的话，寻求智慧，因为我们的上帝就是真正的智慧，他是唯一是至高至有智慧的主宰。我们知道很多方法在世界上面我们寻求智慧，但是我们始终都比不上我们唯一上帝的智慧。送上给你 Immortal Invisible
Immortal Invisible God Only Wise In nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above. Thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love.
To all life thou givest, to both great and small. In all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree. Then wither and perish, but not changeth thee. Thou reignest in glory, thou rulest in light. Thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh help us to see. 'Tis only the splendor of light hideth thee.
这个是 immortal invisible， 因为我们上帝是全能，完全我们是不可以猜测的那种的高深的智慧。那愿我们每一个听众朋友在我们的生命里头都是真正去寻找到那份真正的智慧。因为你得着智慧的保护的时候，你就不需要再害怕有力量去引诱你去走向堕落，走向败坏。你要寻着真智慧。箴言是一卷好有智慧的书卷，是让到我们是知道好多我们应该怎样做的一卷书卷。而在以色列人他们的历史里头呢，或者直至今日，箴言都是他们的教科书。就算不信耶稣都好，你都看看箴言。箴言是让到你是能够得着真正的智慧。而真正的智慧是什么呢？箴言都会告诉你，其实最终你都是相信我们的上帝，我们的上帝才是会为我们赐下真正的智慧，让到我们今天在世界上面能够按着智慧的方式去待人，就是有谋略这样去处事，按照在一个适合的时间、适合的空间做适合的事情，这个就是有真正的智慧了。各位听众朋友，希望你写信来到给我们，或者电邮来到我们的地址，在我们良友电台的网站上面有写的。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，让到我们成为一个有智慧的人。再会。